The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. This is First in the Family with DJ First to Do It, a real look at the first-gen college journey, the long nights, the big dreams, and the moments that push us forward. This path isn't easy, but we're built for it. This is my story, and maybe yours too. Let's get it. Welcome to First in the Family with DJ First to Do It. Let's talk about what's coming up. This podcast isn't just about my journey, it's about our journey. Every episode, we're diving into the real, unfiltered truth of being a first-gen college student. We'll talk about the struggles, the doubts, the sacrifices, but also the moments that make it all worth it. The ones where you realize that you're breaking the cycle, proving to yourself and everyone else that you do belong. This isn't just about surviving college. It's about learning how to thrive in a space that wasn't built for us. And I know firsthand how hard that can be. When you step onto campus, you're not just carrying your books, you're carrying the weight of expectations, the hopes of your family, and the responsibility of making sure the sacrifice means something. Some of the things we'll cover: the pressure of carrying your family's expectation while also figuring out things on your own. When you're the first, you're not just figuring out college, you're setting the example. You're proving that this is possible, even when the odds are stacked against you. But what people don't talk about enough is how isolating that can feel. It's easy to look around and think everyone else has this figured out, while you're still learning the basics, how to manage time, how to study in a way that truly works. Not for everyone else, but for you specifically. How to ask questions without feeling like you're falling behind or it's a dumb question. We'll talk about imposter syndrome, that feeling that you don't deserve to be here even when you've earned your spot. And we'll break down how to navigate professors, classmates, and a system that assumes you already know how everything works. Because let's be real, no one teaches us this stuff. Then there's the financial side of things. College isn't cheap. And when you're first gen, you don't always have a safety net. Every dollar matters. And stretching your money becomes a skill of its own. We'll break down what resources exist, such as grants, scholarships, and pantries found on campus. Things no one tells you about unless you go searching for them. And we'll talk about balancing school with work. For many of us, quitting our jobs isn't an option. So how do you manage long shifts, a full course load, and still have time to take care of yourself? How do you make sure you're not burning out before you even cross that graduation stage? These are the real conversations we need to have, and that's exactly what we'll do here. But this isn't just a podcast about struggle. It's about finding ways to win in college and beyond. We'll talk about how to use every resource available, how to build connections that actually help you, and how to make sure you're not just surviving, but thriving. We'll talk about mentorship, why having the right people in your corner can change everything. We'll dive into study strategies, mental health, and how to balance school with everything life throws at you. Because being first gen isn't just about being the first. It's about making something out of yourself and making sure we're not the last ones to go to college. It's about leaving a path behind for the next ones coming up. So if you ever felt lost, overwhelmed, or like you're the only one trying to figure it out, stick with me. You're going to unpack everything, share real stories, and make sure you have what you need to keep pushing forward. This journey isn't easy, but trust me, it's worth it. And no matter how hard it gets, no matter how many times you doubt yourself, remember this: you belong here, you earned your spot, and you're capable of so much more than you even realize. College. Is it tough? Yeah, but so are you. And if no one has told you this yet, I'm proud of you. Now, let's get into it. Growing up, college wasn't something I'd planned for, but my mom, she never let me forget that it was something I needed to do. She worked 16-hour shifts to keep us afloat, and despite never having the chance to go to college herself, She pushed me endlessly to pursue it. She saw the bigger picture. She knew that education was my way out and forward. No matter how exhausted she was, she would never let me settle. Every day she reminded me, "You're going to college. You're going to do what I never got the chance to do." She sacrificed in many ways I didn't always see at the time, making sure I had what I needed even when it meant she would go without. In my family, there were no framed diplomas on the wall, no conversations about SATs or financial aid. College wasn't something we talked about because survival came first. The people around me worked hard to get by, paying bills, keeping food on the table, making sure there was a roof over our heads. That was the priority, not planning for the future. I didn't grow up hearing stories about dorm life or study abroad programs. I didn't have older siblings to guide me or parents who could help me out with applications. The process felt like a foreign language, and without anyone to show me the way, I told myself I'd figure it out later. There was no rush. But time isn't promised. I learned that the hard way. The summer before my junior year, I lost a close friend to gun violence. It was a moment that forced me to see my life differently. We had grown up in the same neighborhood and faced the same struggles, shared the same dreams, and just like that, his future was gone. It made me realize that life could change in an instant. I had always told myself that I had time to figure things out, but that moment showed me how quickly time could be taken away. And if I didn't make a change, I knew exactly where I could end up. That's when something inside me shifted. I couldn't keep waiting for an opportunity to come to me. I had to create one. I promised myself I wouldn't be another statistic. College wasn't just about getting a degree anymore. It became about proving something. Proving that I could break the cycle. Proving that I could do something different. That I could take a path that had felt so far out of reach for so long. But I wasn't just doing it for myself. I wanted to show my friends, my family, every kid back home that it was possible. That no matter where you start, you can choose where you go. But making that choice was just the first step. Following through was an entirely different challenge. I had no idea where to start. FAFSA, applications, personal statements, deadlines. It was all overwhelming. Without parents or older siblings to guide me, I felt like I was navigating in the dark. I remember staring at the FAFSA website for the very first time, completely lost. Even when I got through the applications, I kept asking myself, how am I going to afford this? What if I fail? Am I even good enough? Doubt followed me through every step, but despite the fear, I kept pushing forward. I applied. I took every opportunity I could, even when I wasn't sure where it would lead. And then one day, I got my first acceptance letter. Holding it in my hands didn't feel real. It was proof that I had done something I once thought was impossible. But even then, the fear didn't go away. Starting college as a first-gen student is like stepping into a world that wasn't built for you. From day one, it felt like I was walking into something I wasn't prepared for, something I had never seen. I had worked so hard just to get here, but once I arrived, a new reality hit. I wasn't just dealing with classes and assignments, I was carrying the weight of expectations, the pressure to succeed, and the constant feeling that I was already behind. There was no safety net, no one at home I could call for guidance. Every decision, every mistake, every challenge, I had to figure it out on my own. And that made everything feel 10 times heavier. The pressure wasn't just about me. I was doing this for my mom, who had sacrificed everything so I could have opportunities she never did. I was doing it for my friends back home, who never got the chance to go. I was doing it for every kid growing up in a place where college wasn't the norm, where making it out wasn't guaranteed. But carrying that weight came with its own struggles. While my classmates talked about their families supporting them, I was thinking about my mom working endlessly to keep us afloat. I wanted to help, but I also knew that if I didn't focus on school, I might end up in the same struggle we had been trying to escape. That guilt sat with me every single day, trying to balance school while feeling like I should be doing more to help. Academically, it was a whole different challenge. College isn't just high school with harder classes. It's a completely different system. Professors don't remind you about deadlines. No one checks if you're keeping up. And if you don't know something, you're expected to figure it out yourself. I remember sitting in class, listening to discussions that felt completely over my head. I'd watch students raise their hands, confident in their answers, while I was still trying to understand the question. I struggled to take notes fast enough to keep up with the readings, to just stay afloat. And that doubt started creeping in. Was I even smart enough to be here? And that doubt didn't just stay in the classroom. It followed me everywhere. I felt it when I overheard students talk about their parents being alumni and how they prepared for their whole life. Meanwhile, I was just hoping I didn't mess up too badly. And on top of that, money was always a stress. Tuition, books, food, every dollar felt like it had to stretch further than it possibly could. There were nights where I'd stare at my bank account, trying to decide whether I should buy a textbook or save that money for meals. But the hardest part wasn't the workload or the money. It was feeling like I was in this alone. I had spent my whole life figuring things out by myself, so asking for help wasn't something I was always used to. It felt like admitting failure, like proving that maybe I didn't belong here after all. So I bottled it up. I kept telling myself I just had to work harder, push through, figure it out on my own. But the truth is, no one gets through college alone. Accepting that was one of the hardest but most important lessons I ever learned. At first, I thought making it to college was the hardest part. But once I got here, I realized staying in, thriving, and making the most of this opportunity was an entirely different challenge. I had spent so much energy just trying to get in that I hadn't even thought about what came next. For a while, I felt like I was just floating, going to class, turning in assignments, but not really understanding if I was doing things right. And that feeling of uncertainty followed me everywhere. I was still stuck in the mindset of figuring everything out on my own, thinking that if I just worked harder, I'd be fine. But college isn't just about hard work. It's about knowing when to ask for help. And that's what took me the longest to learn. It took one really tough exam to finally wake me up. I had studied for hours, done everything I thought I was supposed to do, and still came out of that test feeling defeated. That's when I knew I couldn't keep doing this alone. I finally decided to check out the tutoring services on campus, something I had avoided because I thought tutoring was only for people who were failing. But I quickly learned that that was the wrong mindset. It wasn't just about catching up. It was about learning how to study smarter, how to break things down so I wasn't just memorizing it, but actually understanding. Once I saw how much that helped, I started looking into everything else that my school had to offer. I found out about office hours, something that no one had ever explained to me before. I learned that professors weren't just there to grade me. They were actually willing to help me if I reached out. I also discovered resources like the school's food pantry, something that helped me in more ways than I expected. It wasn't easy at first. I had spent my whole life figuring things out when money was tight, so asking for help didn't feel natural. But I realized that using these resources wasn't a sign of weakness. It was a tool for success. The moment I stopped trying to do everything alone and actually leaned into what my school had to offer, things started changing. The biggest lesson I learned: you don't have to prove your strength by struggling in silence. Strength is knowing when to ask for help and taking advantage of the resources around you. The second I stopped isolating myself, everything started falling into place. I wasn't just surviving college anymore. I was starting to thrive. For the very first time, I felt like I belonged. I wasn't just a first-gen student trying to make it through. I was a college student finding my own way. To anyone out there feeling lost, overwhelmed, or like they don't belong, I see you. I've been there, but I promise you, you do belong. Being first gen means stepping into a world that wasn't built for you, but that doesn't mean you don't deserve to be here. If you're struggling, know that it's okay to ask for help. Professors, advisors, classmates, there are people who want to see you win. You just have to take the time to ask for help. This is just the beginning. In the next episodes, we're going to have real conversation about what it means to navigate college when you're the first in your family to do it, the moments that break you, and the ones that remind you why you started. The journey isn't perfect, and neither are we. There are going to be setbacks, moments of doubt, and days where it feels impossible. But as long as we keep pushing forward, we're winning. Every step we take is proof that we belong in these spaces. That's a wrap on First in the Family. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone who needs to hear it.